Yeah, he's one of the best anywhere. We're always thrilled to have him on the show in the morning. That's for doggone sure. Maxie, how in the heck are you?
Good, David. You're right, man. It was popping last night. I'll tell you one funny aside story. Yesterday afternoon, morning, I think some people got hit by it as well. And we were at a basketball, youth basketball tournament. We were, and they really did this well. They take everybody's temperatures. You go through. You go right to the gym that you play in. One parent per kid. Watch the game, leave. I mean, it was as efficient, and they did it as well as they could. So there's a long line that waits to get into the school. Because you got to get your temperature taken. You can't go into the school until you've had your temperature taken. Well, there's only one problem with that. When a thunderstorm comes through and there's this long line on the sidewalk for about 200 yards and nobody can go, and nobody can go in the school. So we got hammered yesterday for a bit, and I thought, God, they just about had thought of everything, you know? Go ahead.
I wonder how they're doing on officials for those games. Are they getting plenty of people that want a referee? Good.
Well, you know, I sat through this tournament for 2 days, and the referees, and I thanked them as I went out each time. They had plenty of referees, very well organized and well officiated, too, guys in their 20s. And that's a good point, Dave. All those things you have to consider now when you put these tournaments together or any kind of thing, because you have to have people that want to do it. And these guys worked all day and did a great job. So at least at the one that I was at, it was great.
Twins get swept over the weekend at Milwaukee tonight here on CCO.
Yeah, that was something. Kansas City have been playing so poorly, and then they lit up the Chicago Cubs on Thursday night, and you go, okay, there's a little aberration. You know, wait till the Twins get to town. And they just, you think Kansas City, you think, well, once you get a lead on them, they're beaten. And they came, especially Saturday night, what they did, they came back, and Soler hits a couple home runs. Then yesterday as well, you thought, well, okay, they got a little bit of a lead here, but there's no way that they're going to. And they did. Their relief pitchers kept the Twins at bay almost. I mean, it looked like, boy, this team could be pretty good down the road, Kansas City, that is. And the Twins, you know, they're not going to be built to play station-to-station baseball for sure. That being said, guys have to hit home runs then. It's really that simple. You either play the game one of two ways. Either you try to, you know, as you know, Dave, get a guy on first, get him to third, get him in, all that stuff that you talk about in fundamental baseball. The way that they do it, Miguel Sano can't have a prolonged slump, or at least you can't have too many guys that have a prolonged slump. Josh Donaldson's out, obviously, right now. And Mitch Garver hasn't been. Max Kepler's had some struggles. So they don't have to hit for average, but they have to hit home runs, and they're not hitting home runs right now. And that's their meal ticket, except for Nelson Cruz, who's been outstanding all season.
And Kansas City did that in that first win. They bunted over the guy to second. He ended up scoring the winning run. And, yeah, so that it's a different game, no doubt. Hey, Maxie, we're hearing reports out of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that the Big Ten will cancel their football today.
Wow. It's incredible when you look at you know, I got excited about it last week because they rolled out the schedule, and you look at it and you go, boy, these are some interesting games to start the season. This is going to be quite a September. But they must, I don't know if that was window dressing or what. I mean, they had built that thing so at the end of it, they could have makeup games. It looked to me like they had a really nice plan in place. The only thing is when you start talking about college versus the pros, you really can't control. I mean, they're just, it's very difficult with these kids moving around from state to state and what's at risk, and maybe they don't have the sophistication that the NFL does of the testing methodology right now. But I was really hoping last week that we'd see a Big Ten football season. I started to get excited about it, and I figured if they'd come that far to roll it out, they'd thought everything through. It seems kind of strange that you'd go that far and then just a couple days later say, well, we were just kidding, we're going to call it off. But it looks like they're heading in that direction, but they're trying to convince the other Power Five conferences to do the same so they don't look bad or they don't stand out on an island. You know, everybody's going to have to lose financially. And once this is called off, and I don't know, every institution is going to be different, but where they're going to find funding for these programs is beyond me, unless they borrow from their own institution, against themselves, so to speak. But I just don't know how poor Mark Coyle is going to have to sit there and try to put pencil to paper. I don't know where you go from here. Because this is the big blow. I mean, after losing the basketball money last year at the NCAA tournament and this, there's no way around it. And you're either going to have to borrow from yourself – or a lending institution, or you're in big trouble. And I don't know, because there's no guarantee there'd be a spring football season just because they say there's going to be one. That's still, I guess, contingent on a vaccine. So there's no reason to believe that they're going to make any of that money up right now.
Hey, before you go, now tonight, the Wild have a shot at the number one pick in the 2020 draft.
Yeah, the way that they've reconfigured this thing, and I guess that's the good news, and they could use something. The kid from Russia is coming pretty soon here, and he'll play it right away. But it was really, they kind of hit a thud. They played well in game one. Alex Stalak played pretty well. But, boy, to not get more scoring from more people, even though it's a small sample size, I think was really disappointing for this team, and really a reminder of how that roster is aging really quickly in some cases, and they've got to reconfigure some things right now. And even a number one pick won't do that for them, because that person won't play right away.
Hey, Max, I'll look for you on TV today, and I know tonight we have Twins baseball starting at 6:30 here against
Milwaukee. Yeah, I'm in for Chad noon to 3 today.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. I'll be tuned in. Thanks, Maxie. Mike Max here on WCCO.